You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Don Day at Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming is now here to take a look at the weather forecast. Don, it is a gorgeous day here. I hope your weather there is kind of the same.
Yeah, it really is nice across a large swath of the U.S. Some of the heat that we had late last week and over the weekend tempered a little bit by a couple of systems coming out of the north central United States. So the real nasty hot weather is off into the desert states, and most of the nation's midsection enjoying some really nice late June weather.
Okay, so let's talk about that nasty hot weather in just a moment. But up front, the good weather, the nice weather, how long will it last, and will there be rain with
it? Well, there's going to be some. We're going to be looking at a couple of systems moving in at the end of the week. One will be a system developing Thursday and Friday that should bring a pretty good coverage of shower and thunderstorm activity Thursday and Friday, and then pushing out of the Corn Belt by late Saturday into Sunday morning. Then we see another round of shower and thunderstorm activity arriving sometime, well, very close to, either just before or during the 4th of July. And we're going to see an active thunderstorm pattern from late this week and into next that should spread. Good coverage, shower and thunderstorm activity should equal some good rains in many areas. And temperatures warm, but at least here for another 7 to 10 days, Todd, nothing excessive with the heat.
Are we talking good rains a half to an inch or more than that?
Well, I think with each of these systems, and there's three we see, one late this week, another one near the 4th of July, and then a couple of days after the 4th of July, each one of those, I think, has the potential for a quarter to three quarters of an inch, some areas getting more than an inch with each of these. Now, the coverage of these may not be in the exact same place every time, these three systems, but you add these three up over the most of the Corn Belt and Midwest, everybody should have some good chances of getting wet in that 10-day period.
And then does the heat come in from the west? Does that mean the ridge is coming or not?
Well, we certainly see towards the second week of July, high pressure wanting to get better established across the Midwest and across many areas of the nation from the Central Plains eastward through the Great Lakes, and includes the Corn Belt. It's another 10 days away, though, before I see that building. So we're probably talking after July 7th, towards the 10th, somewhere around that time frame when we could expect it to be a little bit more persistently hot. Right on schedule, really, for some hotter July weather, but the real heat may not be till after the 10th of the month.
Hey, thanks, Don.
Thank you.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for this farming world on a Tuesday afternoon. If you'd like to hear our program again, you can do that on our website at willag.org, willag.org. There we post most of our programming not long after it airs on our radio stations, and Commodity Week before it ever airs on most of our radio stations, at least in most weeks. That will not be the case this week because of the USDA report, the acreage, and the grain stocks report due out Friday morning. During the whole hour Friday afternoon, we'll discuss those numbers. You can hear Commodity Week in its full, if you'd like, on our website at Will Ag after the fact. But we'll go live Friday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.